The ongoing concern over the use of groundwater has spawned some broader political efforts in Siskiyou County. That is the county where Crystal Geyser is working to set up a water bottling plant outside the city limits of Mount Shasta, over the objections of many people concerned about groundwater. Some of the objectors have coalesced in a new effort called Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC. PAC, of course, standing for Political Action Committee. Let's hear about the plans. Andy Fuso is the treasurer at the Mount Shasta Bioregional Ecology Center and the founder of Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC. Andy, thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Well, thank you.
And we also have with us Angelina Cook, who likewise is the stewardship coordinator at the Ecology Center in Mount Shasta, and she heads up the Groundwater Initiative campaign at Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC. Angelina, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Andy, start us off here. How did the Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC get rolling?
Well, we've had an idea to become more political active for a while. The Ecology Center as a nonprofit is limited in the way that we can do that. So when we were considering what needed to be changed in the groundwater situation and came up with the idea for the groundwater ordinance, we found that really it's much more appropriate to start a PAC. So that's what we did. And we are looking to have more involvement in communities, listen to what people say. People often think of environmentalists as people who are trying to stop everything. And so the whole real main thrust of the PAC is to find things that we can all say yes to in a common kind of an effort.
How tricky do you think that is, getting people to say yes to something?
I think a lot of that is going to be involved with listening to people. We hope to have some listening sessions coming up so that it's not just something we're creating people coming from outside, but it's really meeting the needs of the community. We have a situation where Siskiyou County ranks 55th out of 58th of the California counties in their median income. So what we're doing, the business as usual, is not working.
This is a fairly typical move, isn't it? It seems like I've seen a fair number of public interest groups that want to have a political arm, create that political arm as a separate entity, often with the same board, I find, but separate entities, which hence the PAC.
Well, that's true. The Sierra Club has certainly done that as one example of that. We're looking to attract new volunteers and new board members, business owners, the jail initiative to fund the jail. Obviously severely impacts small businesses in the county, raising the sales tax when we're right next to Oregon that has no sales tax.
All right, let me take those in turn. I want to come on to the groundwater thing first and bring Angelina in. So Angelina Cook, tell us about the Groundwater Ordinance Initiative and what you're seeking to do there.
Okay. We're just looking to tighten up Siskiyou County's existing groundwater ordinance. It's actually a relatively strong ordinance as is, but there are two weaknesses in the ordinance that creates an exemption for industrial water bottlers to extract and export water from the county without a permit. So we're looking to remove that exemption. Also, another weakness in the existing ordinance is that the extraction Ordinance Chapter 13 only applies to designated basins as identified by Bulletin 118. And if you look at the map of designated basins in the county, it really only protects a small percentage of the land. And so we're saying that the groundwater ordinance needs to apply to all the groundwater in the county.
So the sections you're talking about with the numbers, how was that, when, where, how was that created?
Do you mean the whole ordinance or the exemptions?
Either. I mean, why do these zones exist? I mean, who mapped them out?
Well, many counties in California adopted a groundwater ordinance, you know, any time in the last 20 years. Recently, it's become more of a push since California passed the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. So I'm not sure exactly when Chapter 13 of the Groundwater Ordinance was adopted, nor are we certain when the exemption that allows bottling companies to export without a permit. We think that was included in the late 1990s, So we're actually in the process of trying to get the whole history of the Siskiyou County's groundwater ordinance and recent amendments to the ordinance.
Okay, I'm getting off of the weeds here, I realize that. But so it's less the past and the current designations that you care about than the future. You want to make sure that there's no exemption in the county's ordinance to allow a bottler to set up and start bottling water and taking it out of Siskiyou County.
Well, if they comply with the Environmental Quality Act, California Environmental Quality Act, and if they do an environmental impact report, you know, we're not putting a prohibition against bottling. We're just saying we need to know how much you're taking.
Okay.
And you need to comply with California's environmental quality laws.
Okay, our guests are Angelina Cook and Andy Fuso here on the Jefferson Exchange, both with the Mount Shasta Bioregional Ecology Center and also involved with the forming of the Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC, or Political Action Committee. Your questions are welcome here on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Andy, you mentioned the current election, the June 7th California primary, which includes Siskiyou County Measure S, which is a sales tax hike for the new jail. Explain what you see that has having an effect on and how you'd like to see it go.
Well, obviously a sales tax is the most regressive type of tax. It falls primarily on the working class people. It's not something that really wealthy people pay. And in doing, I'm an accountant, so I come at this from, let me look at the numbers. Let me see what is really behind county budgets and how is our government spending our money? And I was really shocked to find out that this measure sales tax, the money that's raised, doesn't include anything for running the jail. And it only includes a portion of the need, the matching funds that are the state of California requires to construct it. And not only that, but because of the poor credit rating that Siskiyou County has, we're going to be paying a much higher interest rate on the loan for which the sales tax is going to pay for it. So it's a bad deal all around.
Why does Siskiyou County have a poor credit rating?
Well, as I mentioned before, we're number 55 out of 58 counties, and with the economy having had big impacts in the past, you know, we've had 20 years since the spotted owl, and we haven't thought of anything yet. And we've been disparaging our tourist industry, some of our elected officials saying, oh, we don't really need to think about this. We just need to cut down trees. And I think it's time for a more broad-based conversation about things like providing high-speed internet so that we have access to some of those high-paying jobs, not the minimum wage jobs that we've been accustomed to getting when we wait for a resource extraction company to come and deign to give us some jobs.
The current jail is not that old. I can remember it was put together, I think, just before Charlie Byrd was the sheriff in Siskiyou County. So it may be 30 years old, tops.
I believe there is some information on our website at siskiyouforward.org. I believe it was in the 80s that it was built.
Yeah, and in fact, I can remember now that I think of it that that there was a deal where people could pay tickets. It was a fundraiser. People could spend the night in the jail before it was officially opened.
That was before my time a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so it's not that old. So what's the issue, though? Why what is the case being made for a new jail for Siskiyou County?
Well, I think there's several things going on. First, we have a massive increase. They want to raise this from a jail that has 107 beds to a jail that's planned for as many as 300 beds. So even though the county population is only 4% greater than when the existing jail was built, yes, you'd seem that your need for a jail would be based on how many people are in the county, wouldn't you? So our county population in the last recent years, since 1997, has been declining. So to put a jail in and say we need 300 beds for this jail, I think there's a couple of things going on. You have prison overcrowding at the state level, which we may end up getting some people who are urban state prisoners that are coming in, so kind of taking in laundry, so to speak. And you also have trends from that are counteracting trends. The Prop 47, which I know is controversial, whether people think that's a good idea, but it's been decriminalized some of the crimes. And also the upcoming legalization of marijuana, I think you're going to have much fewer people that are going to be going to jail at a time when Siskiyou County wants to triple its size. So that plus the junk bond funding really kind of doesn't make sense for me.
Again, we're talking to Andy Fuso, who is the founder of Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC. Angelina Cook is a member of that PAC as well. They both work at the Mount Shasta Bioregional Ecology Center, which is not a political action committee where the Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC is. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So when you start talking about Siskiyou Forward Movement, you mentioned a couple things that you'd like to see, high-speed internet. What else can be done to get Siskiyou County looking forward in the direction where you identify as being forward?
Well, I would say one of the things we need is a real investment in our educational resources. You're not going to attract businesses unless you have trained people. You're not going to attract businesses unless you have good infrastructure. And I think that we can look towards those kinds of things as ways that we can spend this money and spend our, make some choices. Do we put everyone in a jail and take in people, or do we invest in our own infrastructure and our own education to come up to the modern era?
What kind of educational infrastructure would you like to see enhanced?
Well, I think we have some problems funding our existing educational infrastructure. For example, they just stopped Spanish classes at the college. And that's going to be a huge problem if people are coming out of a college environment expecting to compete in the global economy, and they can't speak with languages. So that kind of funding for our local community college is very important, as is funding for our K-12 educational system in ways that will really allow the children of Siskiyou County to come out and to learn how to become entrepreneurs. The key is going to be small businesses. It's going to be local businesses. We have a huge movement that's looking for good food, just the kind of thing that our agriculture-based economy can do.
All right, so a bit of a foodie economy, potentially. You talked about the tourism economy earlier and some people disparaging it, but there is a tourism infrastructure in Siskiyou County, correct?
There are some groups that are involved, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've obviously been hit by the 2 years in which the ski resort didn't open. Hopefully we're going to have an economy where people can really enjoy nature, and that's one of the things that got me involved in the Ecology Center. I mean, you can look out, if you're looking at Mount Shasta today, it's absolutely gorgeous with the clouds surrounding the mountain. And this is something where people, if they know about this, they're going to come here and they're going to want to really be relaxed and revitalized. And, of course, they're going to be eating in restaurants and staying in our hotels, and they're going to be involved in our community in a very, very positive way.
Interesting, though, you mentioned Mount Shasta not being able to open the ski area 2 straight years, which is effects of the drought. So how drought-proof are you trying to make your revisions for what Siskiyou County's future could look like?
Well, this is one of the thoughts that we've had has come out of a study that Angelina did, which is the Renew Siskiyou study. And that was exactly the same thing. It was looking at the ways in which we as a community can be resilient in the face of upcoming challenges, which are going to include climate change, they're going to include the drought. So that's something that, I don't know, maybe Angelina can speak a little bit more about.
Yeah, go ahead, Angelina.
All right, definitely. So we think that economic development in the 21st century is going to have to meet a new set of rules, and one of those rules being rising temperatures with global warming, the drought. Well, locally, the biggest impact it has for Siskiyou County is the rising snow line, which results in less water security, lower snowpack for the region. And because we are the headwaters of the Sacramento River, we see our area as a strategic source of groundwater and surface water for the entire state. So we think by looking at our economy in a way that we can use our natural resources as attractors rather than exports, that we will safeguard the region much better against rising threats of wildfire and drought.
Angelina, what's it going to take to get the groundwater initiative on the ballot? And you're shooting for this November, is that right?
Yeah, we are. We need to gather, we need to have 1,364 qualified signatures by the end of May to qualify the ordinance amendments for the November ballot.
Mm-hmm. And how's the gathering going on so far?
It's going well. We've got over 15 volunteers who are helping to gather signatures. The petitions were finalized last week, and I think we've already got over 300 signatures.
Now, this ordinance, should it pass, would not have an effect on Crystal Geyser, is that right?
Well, not directly, in the sense that they are already supposedly moving forward on an environmental impact report.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they continue on the path of doing an EIR, then it will not affect them.
They're essentially doing what you're calling for in the ordinance anyway.
Right. We're just saying that anybody who's going to drop a well or suck groundwater through a well to export needs to do an environmental impact report, or at least go through the permitting process, which triggers CEQA, which results in an EIR. So,
okay, three things definitely to keep our eyes on: the fate of ballot measure S, which is a sales tax hike just within Siskiyou County to pay for the jail on the June 7th ballot, the petition signatures going out for the groundwater initiative campaign, potentially for the November ballot, and the future activities of the Siskiyou Forward Movement PAC, which Andy Fuso is the founder of and Angelina Cook is part of as well. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you very much.